Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have accusatory commentary of Soros the AIDS. Let us not put an individual that is not here, a contributing American, and jeopardize his life for always throwing his name out in the most ugliest of way. I am offended by that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the system isn't going to save you. It isn't going to be there when this goes down.
Mr. Soros does not deserve that. He is an American and a patriot.
But if we work hard, the globalists won't come out on top of this collapse as the bosses to bring in a tyranny a thousand times worse.
The problem is that the population is growing the fastest in the very poorest places. And so it's really an acute problem in a certain number of places. And we've got to make sure that we help out with the tools now so that they don't have an impossible situation later.
That's their admitted plan.
I like to call this idea creative capitalism, an approach where governments, businesses, and nonprofits work together to stretch the reach of market forces.
So we better be fighting as hard as we can and fighting five times harder than these devils to be affecting the battle space psychologically with the truth, exposing that they did it, they're the ones behind it, here's what they're going to try once the collapse accelerates, so people don't comply with them during the collapse.
It is about having a world government, a new world order. They are the ones who will govern the world.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
There was to be a government by these elites who will impose their rules on everyone in this world. And for those who are unwilling to submit to them, there will be punishment. Now the population of the world is 7 billion. There will be a need to kill many billions of people or to stab them to death or to prevent them from giving birth in order to reduce the population of this world.
Because they're going to release a new virus and, you know, be locking people up and promising to bring back the good times if you just take your shot, or oh, if your neighbor went away but Bob was causing a problem and not going along with it, you know, they're the non-compliers, you'll get your electricity back.
So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
You're being put in the process of being once free, now being a slave.
Like the Bank of England already prepared their microchip implant RFID chip to be implanted under your skin. And why is the sudden discussion about universal basic income from all the grassroots and inverted commas movements and billionaires? Oh, universal basic income is the bribe for you to accept the microchip.
The downside of governments being able to track digitally every single product or service you buy and sell is chilling.
CBDC can improve financial inclusion is through what we call programmability.
They think you're weak. They think you're stupid.
What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We're now seeing mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries which previously rejected them, and we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
I don't hate the military, I don't hate the Border Patrol, but they're just like average Americans. They follow criminal orders.
Is there a crisis at our southern border?
Senator, there is a very significant...
That's a yes or no question.
There's a very significant...
Is there a crisis?
Degree.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now, your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign.
Just keep pretending, everybody, that we aren't overrun.
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Nobody's coming to save you but yourself. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save you.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
Most banned network in the world.
We demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
That was President Trump on January 6, 2021. I was there in the second row right in front of him. And we had every intention of marching peacefully, as we'd done in hundreds of marches around the country and several to the Capitol just in the months before, to then show the world that Biden couldn't get a big crowd at his events, that we had big crowds at our events, and push for what the Democrats had done many times before, the challenging of an election in the U.S. Senate with a 10-day investigation. Could play you hours of compilations of them going back over the decades, but just 8, 9, 10 years ago, saying this election's a fraud, we're challenging the electors, we're bringing forth our own electors. You have the Democratic Party, the New York Times, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, saying a month before the election in 2020 that we don't care if he wins, we're not going to accept the results, and we're going to have our own inauguration somewhere else in the country for Joe Biden. Then they said, oh, the red mirage, it'll look like he's going to win. And then he'll really lose weeks after from the mail-in ballots, wink, wink. And the rest is history. So now, Trump has come out this morning in a press release. It's on InfoWars.com. We'll put the live show feed up because it boils it down the best. And said he's been told by the FBI and Justice Department in a targeting letter that he is the main target of a grand jury, that he has 4 days to be ready to appear before the grand jury. And at that point, they'll probably sneak attack him and indict him and arrest him on the spot and may even try to put him in the D.C. jail. They own D.C., 94% Democrat. They could, again, send a newborn baby to the gas chamber if the Democrat ordered a jury tube. Trump receives target letter from Biden's DOJ, says they will arrest and indict him over January 6th. Just like he said Alvin Bragg was going to indict him and have him turn himself in, and it happened. And just like he said, again, they would do it with the presidential document issues. Because after all, can't have a president with any presidential documents. It belongs to the bureaucracy, not to the president we elected. And now he's saying this is imminent. This is beyond a constitutional crisis, ladies and gentlemen. This is the globalists completing the coup that they've been involved in over this country for a long time. They have control of the federal government. They have control of many state governments. They have control of 900-plus district attorneys, county attorneys, 20-plus state attorney generals. But they want to complete the total control with their surveillance and their censorship and the pushing by the puppet president, Biden's just Obama's puppet, that anyone challenging elections, anyone challenging open borders, anyone challenging any type of tyranny, is a white supremacist and is a terrorist and is an enemy. So they're outlawing their political opposition in front of the whole world right now. They're converting us to a classical tyranny. Our country is occupied by an out-of-control bureaucracy that controls the intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, almost everything at the top, who have been put in positions by the Larry Finks of the world that control this nation through fraud. Their agenda is completely unpopular. Their agenda is completely illegal. But nevertheless, they are moving forward with it, not just here, but around the world. This is a huge deal. We knew this was coming. Just 2 weeks ago, it broke in the Washington Post, a lengthy 20-page article, saying that the D.C. prosecutors had come to the Justice Department a year and a half ago and said, we want to indict Roger Stone and Alex Jones, claiming that we got orders from Trump to attack the Capitol with no evidence. And the DOJ said, Merrick Garland said, no, you didn't complete evidence from the bottom to the top that they were connected to Trump. We're going after Trump for challenging the election, period, and saying that that was an attempt to set up a coup d'etat. And so with no evidence, they're preparing to indict the president. They indicted him in D.C., but the Supreme Court has ruled that you have to try somebody where their crime was committed. So he supposedly has the stolen documents that were his at Mar-a-Lago. So the nearest federal courthouse is in Miami. And so that's where that trial's happening. And by luck of the draw, it's a judge that Trump put in that hopefully is fairer. So they're a little panicked by that. They're talking about indicting him in New Jersey where he had documents at his golf club. And, of course, the January 6th indictment is going to be the key one. And then they have to legitimize that he's really a terrorist and have his supporters supposedly stage events. And that's when you're going to see January 6th on steroids, where the deep state, the NGOs, stage massive shootings, massive bombings, chemical attacks on apartment buildings, chemical weapons dumped in lakes. I'm giving you a smattering of what they're, from my research, up to. All to be blamed on us. Then they cut one of the main power grids off, one of the big six, and blame it on us. And I told you before they floated that last month that, that's what I would do if I was them. Because I can already see the pre-programming that power outages are imminent, cyber attacks are imminent. They don't want to actually attack the infrastructure with 50 caliber rifles or something that the Congress has had hearings on that could easily be done with any caliber rifle, quite frankly. It would just take more rounds with a smaller caliber. 100 people put in the right places around the country in 2 hours could shut down most of the grid, shooting the key transformers. And they know that. They should be shielded. They could shield them for $100 million. Just put a little bit of armor around each one. But they don't do that. They've decided to leave that there. But they're not saying that's how they're going to attack, because that would actually take the power off. The globalists want the power for now, literal and figurative. So instead, I predicted they would not say it was going to be weapons or bombs taking out the key control centers around the country, the switch centers. It would be a cyber attack blamed on the Russians working with Trump supporters. And then sure enough, I've been saying that for 2 years. Sure enough, they come out last month and say, FBI bulletin, the Trump supporters working with the Russians are going to shut the power off using a cyber attack, and then they'll have to cut the internet off. I predicted this too. The internet kill switch, so that the evil right-wingers can't attack through the internet and keep the power off. And then, oh my gosh, we've got to have an internet ID after they turn the power back on. Only if you sign up online, sign up at an approved government site that you'll be able to go to, will you then get access to the web. And now they've got the internet ID in place. Now they've got the social credit score, carbon tax, vaccine passport, node, skip this break, in place. And so they know exactly what they're doing. And I specifically laid all this out from their pre-brainwashing. I could see the next few pieces they would lay, and now they've laid those next few pieces. The only thing left now is for them to pull it off. Now, Remember, the average leftist, the average person out there is still not awake. And if they don't have internet or they don't have power, they're going to blame whoever the government and the media blames to get that back on. Just like, just take the shot and they'll let you out of the house. Just stay in your house for 15 days and they'll let you out. Oh, sorry, it's 2 years. Just take the shot, one shot, you're covered 100%. Sorry, it's two. No, I'm at 3, 5, 8, 9, 10. It's a weekly shot. I'm sorry. And it doesn't protect you, but I forget why I'm taking shots. So it's all about roping the dope, because if you remember, the general public, the way television has been designed the last 70 years, this is on record, is to shorten attention spans down to less than 12 seconds. The average person has less than a 12-second attention span. A goldfish has a little over that, 14. So you've seen like Dory, who's not a goldfish, but it's a similar fish that doesn't have an attention span. That's a known species that doesn't remember who you are second to second. The public, most of the public, is not even mentally retarded. They're just...
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
President, now listen to me very, very carefully. All the evidence is Trump won the 2020 election by 15 points or so, but they were able, with tens of millions of mail-in ballots in the database that Zuckerberg spent hundreds of millions on, of dead people and people that had moved out of the districts, they were able to then have safe houses all over the key battleground states, about eight of them, go and fill out those with the people's info, get rid of the regulations. There has to be ID shown or signature verification, and they were able to steal it. After the polls closed, they were able to do it the next week. But that's not even the issue for debate. They censored the laptop. They blocked Republican information. They censored Trump supporters from going out and getting people to vote Trump. That was admitted election meddling. So they did steal the 2020 election any way you slice it. But now, undeniably, zero chance it's not happening. They are indicting over and over and over again someone who's getting 75% of the votes in major polls against all other Republicans. You got like nine other Republicans running. Trump gets 75% against them in polls. He's 20 to 30 points, depending on the poll, ahead of Biden in every poll. At least 20 points ahead. Never in 100-plus years of modern polling has anybody ever been 25 points ahead of the Democrat nominee or the Democrat president or the presumptive nominee. That is 100% bona fide, the real McCoy, not just election meddling. It is precluding you, they're saying, from being able to vote for this man. And Biden said in December last year, it doesn't matter what Trump does. We're not going to let him get elected. We're going to use constitutional means. Well, the only constitutional means are criminal. It's in the Constitution that if somebody can be impeached if they're involved in all these crimes. So they're impeaching him, not through Congress. They're both of their impeachments failed. I think the public's so stupid they don't know that those failed. The House indicts you. The Senate tries you. It never got to the Senate. So they've already indicted him twice federally in Congress, and he beat those. And they had the fake Russiagate and all the rest of that crap. And then now they're bringing forward multiple federal indictments, state indictments, because Georgia's about to do it as well, not just New York, with Alvin Bragg. I mean, this is coup d'etat. You always hear about third world countries where, well, the high court and the Congress have had the former president indicted during the campaign. We all go, man, how dare them do that in Nicaragua or in someplace like Venezuela. So you see the headlines, Trump target January 6th probe, indictment watch, Republicans debate impeaching attorney general. Yes, that needs to happen immediately. We have to get back on the offense because people say, oh, that's meddling in government to impeach. No, that's Congress's power. This is the bureaucracy and the sitting president that stole the election, that couldn't get 10 people in his rallies, literally, going and shutting down the incredibly popular president they stole the election from. And if you doubt that, they had Elias, the Democrat lawyer, run around in eight different states, nine different states, and try to get courts to preclude Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gozer and a bunch of others from being able to run again, saying, because you were in the Capitol on January 6th as elected members of Congress, it's your fault protesters were there by extension, guilt by association, so you can't run for Congress because you're winning by 20 points, as MTG did. Well, Trump's set to win not by 20 points, 21 points, which is the largest winning margin for a Republican, is MTG. She wins by the biggest landslide. And now Trump's got a bigger landslide ready, and they say, you can't have Trump. You can't have who you want. Even if I didn't like Trump, I would say this is wrong. I mean, I don't like Obama. He was a horrible person, but he did get elected. He was popular. He was able to con people. That's not the case with Biden, and we all know that. And so deep state is destroying our country. They're starting World War III. Trump has pledged to stop it. The U.S. runs it. Of course he can stop it. They're like, how are you going to stop it? Like that. He's pledged to control the border. He's pledged to bring jobs back. He's pledged to get legislation in so they can't force you to take shots. He says he'll make the military take him. He's not perfect. But ladies and gentlemen, he's not out to get us. He isn't banning oil drilling all over the country and gas drilling and draining our strategic reserve down to almost nothing while asking Saudi Arabia to increase output at our expense. The globalists are trying to break our will, make us poor, to put us all on welfare, to run our lives. Cloward and Piven, that's their plan. And it is such a big deal. It is so unbelievably over the top and so tone deaf that this maniac Justice Department, with the above-the-law Biden and his son, the crackhead pedophiles, and the cocaine in the White House, and the Chinese spies, and the groping of kids in public, and just all the bizarreness, and then you've got them going after this straight-laced person compared to them, Donald Trump, with all these fake indictments. They are insane to try this. They are crazy. Do they think if he went up 10, 20, 30 points with the first indictment and the second indictment and the third, do they think when he's in front of a D.C. kangaroo operation, that circus? Then what do you think that's going to do? Well, I know what their plan is. Any way you slice it, the globalists will be destroyed by this politically, except the false flag. First press conference Biden had with Psaki, he said, anybody questioning open borders, the election, or forced injections or lockdowns is a terrorist. And our main directive for the agencies is to fight with the American people and to surveil them and go after them. And then he put it under U.S. directive in June of that same year, saying the American people are the number one enemy. What an incredible statement. I made a big deal about it. Now they've mainlined that, and they admit that. You go and you don't want your kid being taught how to have sex with adults. You don't want triple X child porn in your school. The FBI is coming after you. Well, you know what? Get all of us then. But see, they're going to cut the power. They're going to take the internet. That they're going to make January 6th persecution of the American people look like child's play, because that was just the beginning to brand us as the enemy. And what was that based on? Provocateurs. The D.C. police attacking the Capitol police dressed as Trump supporters. Antifa, same deal. Ray Epps orchestrating, in his own words, all of it. They're not going to, I don't believe they're going to indict Ray Epps. That's his lawyer saying that in a filing to make it sound like he was indicted. People believe he's been indicted now because you have a short memory. People tell me, no, Ray Epps was indicted. I get my phone out. I go, no, his lawyers say they said he may be indicted. Oh, I thought he was indicted. See, it's all mind games. And even if they do, they'll drop the prosecution later because people know, wait, he's ramming signs into people. He's the first to break in. He says, go into the Capitol for days. He's there that day. And then the media says he's an angel, but Owen Schroyer's been charged at the Capitol outside trying to stop people getting in. So they'll probably will maybe indict him, but just on the surface, because they're getting ready to indict the President of the United States, who is the front runner against the Republicans and Democrats in the primary and general election. That is criminal. That is outrageous. And that on a scale of 1 to 10 on tyranny is a 10, baby. That is the end of the republic as we know it. But these cokehead maniac pedophiles that run the Justice Department at the top were put in there because they're full of hate of this country and bravada and chutzpah. And they're going for the jugular of this country right now. And when they're done setting off bombs and blaming it on the American people, they're going to take everything you've got, including your children's genitals. They're going to have lawnmowers out there just chopping your son's balls off. I mean, these are psychotic pedophiles. Mad dog, they want our blood. The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swan swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water, almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone with the huge news that Trump is set to be indicted, according to Trump's lawyers and President Trump, as early as next week, maybe even tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, in the District of Mordor. Hell on the Potomac, the incredibly rigged court system. This is just terrible news. But we knew it was coming. Jack Smith is a UN operative. He's one of the most overturned prosecutors in history because he engages in just witch hunt after witch hunt. But they chose him because he does engage in so much fraud and bullying of witnesses, blackmailing of witnesses, paying off witnesses. That's all coming out as well. So this is a very hardcore, serious group of criminals we're dealing with. And they've been tasked with completing their dictatorial takeover. And you're like, wow, they're really bold. Yeah, they've got the country under their control right now. They've opened the border up. They're involved in giant human trafficking, including children by the hundreds of thousands, many of which go into sex slavery. They don't do DNA testing of unaccompanied minors now, so they find them dead later. They know what happened, or They find them alive later. They're covering their tracks. They're as bad as it gets. They're totally selfish, wicked villains who don't just don't care about you. They hate your guts. I hate the proverbial statement of, oh, you know, people in government and these bureaucrats and these globalists, they just don't care about us. Oh, they care about you deeply. They want to kill you. I got stacks of articles of them admitting humans are scourges. If we can't kill babies in the womb, we're going to poison them later, or we're going to at least cut their genitals off. I'm going to play you the clips. Starting about 5 years ago, the left started saying, including Gloria Steinem, CIA officer, yeah, you know what? You say a baby's a human, they are. And I kill those little bastards, and I enjoy chopping up my children. And Peter Nygaard says, I get women pregnant with an artificial insemination, and at least once a week I suck one of my children dry. We take that dead baby, and I suck all its juices out, and I inject it into my veins. I kill my children, I suck their juice. But vampires aren't real. You've got to come to grips that you haven't turned yourself over to evil, so you're like, why do they even like this stuff? Once you get into evil and you're predisposed to it, I guess genetically, culturally, there's no bottom, folks. So you're like, how evil do they get? Thomas Jefferson was asked, how evil can people get? And he said, as evil as good people let them. And there's letters back and forth, and they say, well, what do you mean as evil as we let them get? And he goes, well, you'll always have one generation of corruption that's pretty bad, but there's always a group worse that'll replace them, because evil won't constrain evil, only good will. So you're going to always basically develop a strain of evil that is so evil, you can't even get your mind around it, and you're just dumbfounded. Like, you get women pregnant and then suck your babies dry and inject it into you? You make bioweapons in a lab and release it and then inject us with something that erases our immune system with an HIV spike protein? And you look at Fauci, he's like, yeah. And I mean, and if you have discernment, not just his actions, look, he's an evil little man. I mean, you wouldn't turn your back on him for a second. You wouldn't let him babysit your children. You wouldn't do business with him. I mean, you can look at him. He's a disingenuous, evil man. A lot of times the book does judge the cover, or a lot of times you do judge a book by its cover. So, Trump has come out and put a statement out. He says, when you get these, it always means they're going to indict you. They let you know you're the target of a grand jury. Report to it within 4 days. So Trump now reports to a D.C. hand-picked group, and it turned out in Roger Stone's trial, you name it, half the jury were Democratic Party operatives and were married to NSA officials that were Democrats and were posting on social media how they wanted to put Trump in prison. Should have been a total mistrial. Should have been the courts overturning Roger's conviction for lying to Congress, which he didn't do. And instead, Trump had to pardon him. The only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke said something similar to Thomas Jefferson. All that evil men in tyranny to flourish is the good men do nothing. That's Thomas Jefferson. Who came first, chicken or the egg? So this is another Rubicon moment. This is another crossing the line moment. And all I can tell you is these people are incredibly dangerous and incredibly bold and incredibly insane. And I pray for President Trump, and I pray for an accelerated awakening, and I pray for all the enemy's plans to be confounded, and then for all their crimes to come out, which is happening. There's not just evil in the universe. And they have really engaged in the dark arts here, and this is not going to end well for anybody. I mean, I can tell you right now, this is a gigantic, flaming disaster on 1,000 different fronts. And we'll open the phones up after Roger leaves us for the balance of the broadcast. He'll pop in for 30 minutes, start of the next hour. And so I'll give the number out when we're at about 12:06 when we come in to interview Roger. I'll give the number up. We'll get your calls all teed up. And we're going to talk about one subject, Republican crisis, the looming D.C. swamp indictment of President Trump, the tentacles of the swamp reaching out and grabbing him. When what did Trump say on January 6th? We're going to play the clip in a moment. He said it over and over again. He said, we're going to peacefully and respectfully march down to our Capitol and let them know. And he'd been told that we had a stage at the corner, northeast corner by the Supreme Court on the Capitol grounds. And there was a stage set up there. And we just figured, well, the Secret Service would be there and the police would be there. And we showed up and there were like 50 police at the Capitol being attacked by a couple thousand people led by Ray Epps. And it turns out the D.C. police were involved attacking the Capitol police. That's come out in Congress. And tear gas and everything. And they'd already got into the Capitol. And I said, you better get out of there. It's going to be Kent State. And it was Kent State. Ashley Babbitt and four other citizens got killed. But the truth didn't matter. They said five cops got killed that day. No cops got killed. And then they said by guilt by association, the million people stretched out from the Capitol down to the Ellipse, that million plus people stretched out for miles, you were all guilty. And the NSA and private companies, Datamind, whoever was in D.C., and people that were there for a wedding, people that were there for business, they got raided by the police. Because you're all part of an insurrection. You were all there with Trump ordering you to attack. Here's Trump saying, at his political rally that he set up, now let's peacefully march to the Capitol. And the globalists saw that weak point, and the Secret Service stood down. Trump's like, I'm going to my rally. I'm going to my speech. No, sir, you're not. The Capitol's been attacked. But the thing was, the Secret Service knew he was going. They knew it was all set up. Weeks before, they knew. But they withdrew the bureaucracy where I was counting on them. Trump was counting on them, and they did that. I'm not saying the rank and file Secret Service are involved, but we know the rest of the history. We were set up, and now they've got big enough balls in the rigged D.C. court to indict him for the federal false flag operation they ran on January 6th. Here's a clip of Trump.
Come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and give you a little prelude to the other news we'll cover. After Roger Stone leaves us, we take your calls, and it's crazy. It's wild. It's amazing. It's important. It's the real world. You're not tuned in to Fantasy World, Netflix, or HBO. You're tuned into the real world, Earth 2023. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tell you what's coming up here in the next 3 hours plus. Roger Stone obviously responding to Trump getting the word he'll be indicted tomorrow, the next day, by next week, he believes. Got a statement right here for attacking the Capitol and questioning the election. And if they can take down a popular U.S. president who's 30, 40, 50 points, 70 points ahead of the Republicans, they can do anything. I mean, that takes a lot of chutzpah, a lot of balls, a lot of bravado. But you know what goes before a fall? Pride. Then we've got massive Sound of Freedom news with an admitted pedo apologist that promotes pedophilia for Bloomberg and Rolling Stone and the publications that defends him attacking the movie. It's like, wow. It's like, it's just ridiculous. These people are crazy. But they believe they have all the power, so they're full of bravado. They're full of hubris is really the word. You say chutzpah, bravado, it's hubris. But let's put the definition of hubris up on screen if you can. We have incredible pedo news and incredible globalist sex cult mutilating children news from Admiral Levin and the rest of the freaks. YouTube officially replaces the American flag emoji with the trans flag. So you can't even find the American flag. It's about taking our flag down and putting their pedo flag up. Zelensky Pentagon acknowledges counter offensive had to be paused and that it's been smashed. We've got mainstream news just lying about the heat wave. Bright red weather map and fake temperature records drive climate panic. We have a lot of Fauci news. As it turns out, he's got illegal presidential-level protection, and the federal marshals got caught lying, saying the feds weren't paying, because this is a felony. The federal government's illegally paying for a retired federal employee to have an entire security detail. And it's like Al Capone. They didn't get him for running murder operations and money laundering and all, but they got him on income tax. So, again, Fauci's a little royal princeling in all this. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars he stole with all the scams. The guy's super rich. But why then does he get a full federal marshal detail? Not to mention all the other crimes he's committed. That's coming out. But let's get into this right now. Tucker Carlson, over the weekend, talked to the globalist Trojan horse, fake Christian, fake conservative, in my view, Mike Pence, and said, hey, our cities are collapsing, record suicide, homeless everywhere. And he said, I don't care. I'm not worried about that. That's not even on my mind. Because war with Russia is number one. It's like Pence is under mind control or something. When you watch the full 30-minute interview, I mean, Pence is just collapsing. And he says, that's none of my concern, America. So our crew put together a little joke video that will actually show you the real raw videos. This will accuse us of disinfo. That creature that looked like Zelensky and Pence was not really Zelensky or Pence. InfoWars used a morphing program and deepfake to put them on. Yes, it's called a joke, a meme. So whenever we show a meme or a joke now, we then show the raw footage after of what actually happened. And of course, you know it's a meme. You know it's a joke. They know it's a joke. It's how they play their games. They're the ones that put out lies. You'll read mainstream articles. No quote, no link, no video clip, almost, because they're lying to you. When we say something, when I say Trump said be peaceful and go to our Capitol, we show you the clip. When CNN says Trump said all Hispanics are criminals and bad people, we're like, where's the clip? Didn't say anything close to that. Said a lot of great people coming across the border, but a lot of bad people are coming across illegally. Rapists, murderers, child traffickers. It's all true. I mean, who denies that? So again, remember how many times they've lied to you. And never let them condition you to accept their lies and just take their lies. So here's the little piece we put together. Tucker told me last night he really liked it. Hear this.
Our economy has degraded, the suicide rate has jumped, public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased, and yet your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. That's called World War III.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Every city in the United States has become much worse over the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Drive around. There's not one city that's gotten better in the United States. And it's visible. Our economy has degraded. The suicide rate has jumped. Public filth and disorder and crime have exponentially increased. And yet, your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Well, it's not my concern. Tucker, I've heard that routine from you before, but that's not my concern.
No. But if I can make some general observations, which I think are more edifying than just, like, savaging Mike Pence. I think, which I'm not going to do, because that would be wrong, and it would be wrong because it's too easy, and the easy things are not rewarding, are they? You don't feel good when you beat your five-year-old in soccer or ping pong, like what?
Yep, that's ending Mike Pence's career, which he already did being a traitor. He just puts on that good old boy, Johnny Quest dad act he does. The guy is a complete fraud. In fact, just looking at him, I bet his basement's got some wild stuff in Indiana in it. Probably a big-ass pentagram. I'm serious. They trips to Epstein Island. How compromised are you that America collapsing, mass suicide, total crime on the streets, none of your concern? He's heard your routine, Tucker, caring about the country and what the $200 billion sent to Ukraine could have done for this nation. It's not a routine, Pence. It's called our country going to hell, son. And you elitists up there playing God. You are an elite maggot. All right. Speaking of action, the action conference Tucker was at, I need action from you. The number one thing I'm asking for is prayer for this broadcast and that people be brought to it and have a sermon. The number two thing is that you bring people by sending them and saying, hey, you've heard it's demonized, you've heard it's attacked. Let's just tell them the truth. Go to InfoWars.com. Tell them in your email, tell them verbally, tell them by text message. Realize the enemy's fighting around the clock to stop that. There's even censorship in Google Mail and in WhatsApp on text messages trying to block people promoting InfoWars. That's because the enemy sees it as the cure to their disease. So let's share it. Share InfoWars.com. Share band.video. Share newswars.com, a backup site. If you ever see InfoWars down occasionally under attack, NewsWars will be up, hopefully. Band.video, sometimes you can't share that URL. MadMaxWorld.tv, they haven't blocked that URL yet. But whatever you do, continue to realize we're in an info war up against AI, up against globalists. But when you get excited and you decide to spread the word, nothing can stop you. And then separately, we have been right in the red, right in the black. We are now into the black. And I want to go major into the black, so that we can get out of this bankruptcy reorganization and then say, okay, we're going to hire more reporters. We're going to expand. And I'm making those arguments right now. I'm about to make them to the bankruptcy court in like a month. Looks like it's going to go through. We're going to stay on air. But I don't want to just sit here and have some court deal where we just operate and crawl along. I want to supercharge, and I want to expand and build this operation. That takes funds. Plus, that's a side issue. These are great products. Our nitric boost is incredible. Cleans out your blood. Highest quality. You've heard Dr. Minkovitz say how amazing it is. It's discounted. Double Patriot points right now. Up to 60% off on products at InfoWarsStore.com. And then this final point. It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million. Highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock. Limited supply. InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off, and it's a very limited supply, but we have it back. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra. Because they're all about to sell out. And krill oil is amazing as well.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With all the craziness in the world, the collapse.